And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm your host, Jawalani LaFall. What happens when crafters, inventors, hackers, scientists, and artists have all come out of their laboratories, workshops, dark, damp rooms, and garages to show you what they've been working on? What happens? Well, the Maker Faire in Union Station this weekend and the Fab Lab. That's what happens. Joining us now is Vince Thompson, who runs the Make KC Club, and Stephen Dowell, the Fab Lab manager at Metropolitan Community College. Vince, tell us about the Make KC Club.
Make KC was started 3 years ago. We're inspired by Make Magazine. There's all kinds of really creative do-it-yourself type activities that the magazine promotes. So we try to help people around Kansas City learn how to do some of these technologies.
Can you build air guitars?
I imagine we can manufacture any kind of air guitar that you want.
Right, right, right. Tell us about the Fab Lab.
The Fab Lab started as a resource for the school that we brought from an idea from MIT. MIT started a program a few years back through its Center for Bits and Atoms, allowing students to come in and use their manufacturing facilities to basically create and innovate. When I heard of the concept of the Fab Lab, I brought it to the attention of the school. So we've created this resource. If you think of it kind of as a garage shop where students, community members, really anybody in the Kansas City area businesses can come in and they have access to various technologies such as welding equipment, CNC equipment, laser cutters, woodworking equipment, and a variety of computer-aided software to help design, create, and innovate.
A lot of this is about getting adults excited about math and science. Again, you have the STEM program for the youth, but...
Well, STEM actually expands into to all age groups. We try to promote lifelong learning. And so I'm just as interested in promoting STEM-based technologies for all age groups. When we have our build activities at the HMS Beagle store, we have all age groups, every generational decade represented around the table, a lot of times up to 70 years old.
Stephen, what types of things are people building here in KC?
It's everything from just simple artwork with pen and paper, where they're taking artwork they've done and they've recreated it in a computer environment, and then taken that artwork and either made a 3D printed object out of it or worked on an object using a laser engraver and transfer that onto a piece of wood or a piece of plastic. They're creating things out of metal that they've come about, and then using welding equipment and designing anything from artwork to pieces that fit on their car, and just a variety of things.
Tell us about the USA Texpo, the largest trade show for technical education, kind of overlapping with the Makers Faire this weekend, taking place from the 24th to the 26th at Bartle Hall. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that runs with Skills USA. Skills USA is a national competition. This is the national competition is held in Kansas City every year, at least for the next couple of years, and it's moving to Louisville. Skills USA is basically every technical education program that you can think of that goes through any technical through high school and the college level. Students compete on a regional and state level, and they make it to the national competition. They come to Bartle Hall. Bartle Hall will be completely filled with everything from manufacturing equipment, automotive testing equipment. They'll be cooking food there. They'll be doing beauty. They'll be doing diesel mechanics, you name it. They come and they compete for national prizes and for a chance to move on to the world competition. I'm not sure exactly when that takes place, but later in the year.
Vince Thompson, one of the criticisms of our modern American society is that we don't make things as a country anymore. Do events like this and expos such as the Texpo, do they sort of refute that claim at best or challenge that assertion?
Yes. We are trying to encourage more people to create things. A lot of what we do sometimes is take existing toys or electronic gadgets, take them apart. We've had a little 9-year-old girl taking apart a CD-ROM drive so we can harvest the motors out of that and use it in another project we were building of lunchbox laser light shows.
Is this a movement, the makers culture, the innovators culture on the ground level?
Definitely.
Talk about that.
It really kind of started about 2005. when Dale Doherty, founder of Make Magazines, came out with the magazine. The first magazine that they produced was actually a culmination of talking about the maker movement, but it also talked about the Fab Lab. So I think of Make Magazine as being kind of the voice of the maker movement, where the ideas that evolved about the maker movement are probably things that, like, being rooted in the Fab Lab. So what we've found is there are a lot of people just interested in trying to learn some of this technology. We've got microcontrollers around us everywhere, but who really knows how to program those? We've got things like the Arduino microcontroller, which is an open source hardware, an open source software that allows us to get in there, and we can program those in a much easier fashion. It was actually designed as a microcontroller for artists to be able to learn how to control devices, you know, lights flashing, motors going off and on, and making it so much easier. The little microcontroller chip that's inside this Arduino has about 400 pages of documentation. But the programming environment around that makes that so much easier.
Right. You talked about the programming environment around it. Because it's open source, it allows for community collaboration and many different people to come in and get involved in the programming, get involved in the hardware upgrades and things of that nature.
Correct.
Stephen, people involved in the craft fair and the Fab Lab talk about the democratization of manufacturing. What do you think of that idea, the democratization of manufacturing?
Well, when the Industrial Revolution came about back in the 1800s, the culture of the United States got away from people making things. I mean, when you moved from the East Coast to the West Coast, you had to build everything and you had to make everything. And when Industrial Revolution came about, that took everything away, where everything got to the point where you went out and bought what you wanted and what you needed to survive on. And the culture now is getting away from that. You don't have to go out and buy the equipment that we have. The stuff that we have in our Fab Lab and that is around the United States is very affordable for people to basically go in and buy pieces of this and start to create on their own. So what that does is that gives an environment where people are learning how to use some of this, what was considered high-tech technology, isn't so high-tech anymore. It's very easy. The way the computers have integrated into it, a lot of it is simply, you know, if you could open up a Word page and print off a document on a computer printer, you can figure out how to run this piece of equipment. So, and people are more willing now to show, you know, how to use that technology and to share it.
Vince Thompson?
Yeah, to kind of follow on with what he's saying, the democratization of manufacturing. If you consider something like 3D printers, 3D printers really became popular as a means through things like, for instance, NYC Resistor Hackerspace out in New York. A few of the guys got together and they decided that they wanted to try to make a robotic device to actually print things up in 3D plastic. And so MakerBot was born there about 3 years ago. And, you know, after the first 2 years that it was in business, it became best of show at the CES Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. You know, and it's an open source product. It's it allows people all over the world to be able to help as part of the research and development department for MakerBot. And people are creating things to go along with it to support that.
Where do hackers come in? You mentioned hackers. Where do they come in? What do they make aside from mischief? How do they contribute to the innovation?
Well, there are certain aspects of the hackers, the cyber hackers, that some people have a little bit of problem with. But if you think of hackers in terms of tinkerers, somebody that takes apart an electronic device just to see how it works, I mean, that's where you really see the real true meaning of what hacker spaces are about or maker spaces. You know, some people get hung up on the word hacker, but, you know, there's a whole environment out there. We're finding more maker spaces and hacker spaces popping up all over the country all the time.
You're listening to Central Standard on 89.3 FM KCUR, streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm your host, Jabalani LaFall. Our guests are Vince Thompson, who runs the Make KC Club, and Stephen Dow, the Fab Lab Manager at Metropolitan Community College. We're talking about invention and innovation here in KC ahead of the Makers Fair at Union Station this weekend, Saturday the 23rd and Sunday the 24th. Also, the Skills USA Tech Expo, the largest trade show for technical education, taking place the 24th to the 26th at Bartle Hall. Tell us about the equipment, Stephen, that you have at the Fab Lab.
Most of the equipment we have at the Fab Lab is really geared towards the individual to use. It's smaller equipment. We have computer numeric controlled mills. We have a metalworking mill and lathe for manual machining. We have a variety of woodworking equipment. We have welding equipment that's available. We have robotics trainers. We have a CNC plasma cutter. And we're constantly adding new equipment to the Fab Lab.
How do folks usually use the equipment?
It's right now it's kind of built on a do-it-yourself environment. You come in, you take a small safety course that I've made available online through our MCC Fab Lab Facebook page. You take a small safety course, and then when you come into the lab, we go over the equipment with you. There's training manuals. There's people there to assist you in learning how to use a piece of equipment. And you basically, because it is a do-it-yourself environment, you start learning how to use the equipment. Of course, since we are in a school environment, most of the equipment we have, credit and non-credit classes are available if you want to learn how to use the equipment on more of a professional-type basis or to learn it more than just the do-it-yourself environment.
Speaking of which, Vincent, do we get a sense of how many of the makers here in KC are participating in the fair and participating in the Fab Lab and participating in these communities? How many of them are just hobbyists, and what percentage are actually entrepreneurs trying to make a buck out of their inventions and out of their tinkering?
We do have a mix of both. There are people who have their regular jobs. They're working in IT departments or working in other types of businesses that use this as a way of trying to – it's actually recreation for them. We enjoy doing a lot of these types of projects, so they just come out. But we also have some people who are interested in developing products. We've got one of our makers who's just recently released a prototype of a product that he's wanting to sell, and it looks very promising.
Tell us about that prototype, or you're not allowed to.
I can tell a little bit about it. It's part of a group of people that have come together, their ideas to try to create inventions. And the product that he's developed or they've developed is an item that allows you to tie down your furniture on your deck. It's actually a way of trying to create a way of keeping it from blowing away or keeping it from getting bounced around in the deck. So it actually goes through the deck flooring, and it's a little bit like a zip tie that ties your furniture down to the floor.
What are some other breakthrough prototypes that you've come across?
Well, those are always developing. We've got some things that we've done that are a bit on the entertainment side of things. Being able to try to use a linear actuators, we put together a wooden labyrinth, used a wooden labyrinth, and used the Wii Fit balance board to be able to play the game. You shift your weight on it. So we've scaled that up now to a 4-foot by 4-foot golf game. So we plan on having that down at the Maker Faire. And a similar type of a thing where we work with the electronics to be able to control that, and you shift the golf ball, the surface around, and make the golf ball run around the surface.
Does either the Fab Lab or the Make KC group assist makers and inventors in moving on toward the patenting process, or do you point people in that direction? Do you talk to people about that?
We point people in the direction, but we're not in the business of the patent process. We'll put them in the direction or put them towards, let's say, the Kauffman Foundation that can help them with the patent process. One thing that we have done and that we're working with is we work with a lot of students from the UMKC Block School of Management. They'll come to us, they're business and marketing students. They'll come to us with their ideas, and they don't have really any technical experience, but they have an idea of something they want to develop. And through the Fab Lab, we'll set those students up with a student from our school that's in our design engineering technology program. And there's actually been a couple products that we're working with on trying to help these students from UMKC try to bring their product to market to try to get their investors to invest in.
What happens at the open builds?
The open builds are generally something that we try to help create a project where somebody can come in and work with it. One that we had earlier this month was working with a laser cutter. And the intention is to get people in, put together this little project, but also to see what's involved with the technology. How do you run a laser printer or a cutter? How do you develop your artwork for it? So we had people come in, and then while they were there, sit down, find the artwork that they wanted or bring something with them, and then we actually allowed them to etch that design into the lids of these boxes that we put together, little trinket boxes.
Stephen, what do you find so appealing about working with your hands and working with other people to help them work with their hands?
Well, it's great to have a feeling of after you've built something with your hands, be able to pick that up and say, I created that. It's not something that you went into a store and that you bought. Throughout my history, my industry, I was a tool and die maker before I started working for the school, and there's many projects that are on a store shelf or that I actually had part of. And now within the Fab Lab environment, I can create something or I see somebody create something. The look on their face is like, I made that. It's not just that – it's not I went and bought this at a store, but I created and made that, and it's something that came from myself.
What advice do you give to someone that wants to come to the Fab Lab or wants to get involved in a DIY project and take it as far as they can take it?
We're here for you. We'll help you out. The only way to make something is this, or to come up with an idea is to sit down and start to create. A lot of what you have might not be the best idea, but as you sit and create, you're going to come up with other ideas. If you have something that you think's a multi-million-dollar moneymaker, bring it down to the Fab Lab and we'll help you try to create that.
Vince, we have the Makers Fair and then we have the Skills USA Texpo. When these fairs and events end, what's the dialogue like for the rest of the year? Where do makers gather in between these types of events?
Well, with Make KC, we have events pretty much every week. We have our show and tell, first part of each month, usually on the first Tuesday of the month. We have build nights where people come out and work on various projects. We've worked on things from cigar box guitars to styrofoam plate speakers to stained glass projects, leathercraft projects, just a whole variety of things to try to learn a little bit about each of these different technologies and how to work with the materials, how to do things with electronics. We do some things. We've got a robotics group that we're starting up where we're going to be focusing more on working with the Arduinos and doing robotics and working with sensors and things like that. And, we pretty much have something going on every week. Plus, we're also involved in other festivals around. We like to try to help promote science and technology. STEM-based education is something that we're really interested in. So we're involved with Missouri State Fair when the Show Me Robotics exhibit comes up. We're involved in other science and technology things. We're coming up with we've done a Mini Maker Fair in Kansas City for the first 2 years, and we're going to continue with that tradition in Parkville August the 17th through 19th at the Parkville Days River Fest, where we're going to have makers in the park out there to do sort of a Mini Maker Fair type of a thing there as well.
Is there any particular invention or any particular process that Casey is known for that's kind of rising to the fray? You mentioned robotics. You mentioned 3D printing. Is there any staple project that's coming out of this community?
I think there's some things that are under development, some things that really help to, with the whole open source type of thing, it opens up new opportunities for a lot of people who have an idea to develop that idea, and there's several companies out there that helps to market that idea. I know of one where he's built a 3D controller for things like the MakerBot. So if we want to be able to create our own CNC equipment from scratch, we can do that. We can take a product like that and put that into our electronics, and that helps us to control whatever kinds of machines we decide we want to build.
How does the Makers Movement, Stephen, help technology inspire new interest in math and science?
Well, you got me there.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, explain that. Ask me that again.
How do you get people excited about math and science through these movements?
Well, everything that we do, everything that we create, all the equipment that we use has an element of math and science to it. You have to know how to manipulate machinery. You have to know how to run equipment and so forth. So without some sort of math and science background to you, in order to create and innovate, you might be lost.
And I'll just reveal that I caught you making an air guitar.
Yes.
Right, yeah. Right. That's what happened. Our guest is Vince Thompson, who runs the Make KC Club, and Stephen Dow, the Fab Lab manager at Metropolitan Community College. We're talking about invention and innovation here in KC ahead of the Maker Fair at Union Station this weekend, Saturday the 23rd and Sunday the 24th. There's also the Skills USA Texpo at Bartle Hall. That's from the 24th through the 26th. Mr. Thompson, Mr. Dow, thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
And tune in tomorrow for the Movie Critics with their picks on your favorite weekend flicks. Our show is executive produced by Bill Anderson and produced by Andreas Lindsay with help from Charlie Upchurch. Kim Noble is our announcer, and Emily Mutert manages our website at kcur.org, where you can see pictures of the Fab Lab and the website and the kick butt air guitar video. The Central Standard theme music intro is by Miles Bonney. The outro you're hearing right now is by the Wilnots. Up to Date is next with a look at the first ladies of Woodrow Wilson, that plus your weekend to-do list. I'm Jawalani LaFall. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your day.